prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. Alongside Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And tonight, golf night, as the Lansing Lugnuts play the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, game number 3 of a 6-game series. Boy, Nate, did we have a thriller to close out last night.
Yes, we did. It was a pitcher's duel the entire way until we saw 3 total runs scored from the bottom of the 6th to the bottom of the 7th, and it all ended with a C.J. Rodriguez walk-off single.
Yes. So, the Lugnuts split the doubleheader. They lost game 1-9-5, but they won their 5th walk-off of the year. C.J. Rodriguez told me it was his 3rd or his 4th walk-off winner of his life. So, the Lugnuts now going to play today. They're feeling good, and they've got Jake Garland going to the mound against the Fort Wayne Southpaw Jagger Haynes. What do you make of that starting pitching matchup?
I think it's going to be a very interesting starting pitching matchup, especially when you look at Jake Garland, who has had his struggles against Fort Wayne not only this season, but for the majority of his time spent in the Midwest League. He's faced Fort Wayne 4 times this season, and I'm going to give you his averages across those 4 starts. It's 4 innings pitched, 4.75 hits, 3.25 runs, 2.25 walks, 2 Ks, and a home run. So he's struggling a little bit, but I know he's not a big strikeout guy, but if he can replicate what Will Johnston was able to do yesterday and really rack up those Ks, not allow Fort Wayne to get too much motion on the base paths, keep him at bay, I think he'll have a successful outing today.
All right, so we shall see. But it's fun to watch the bats. Yesterday we saw explosiveness in game 1. And then game 2, it was a pitcher's duel. Do you think that today will be high scoring? Do you think it will be low scoring?
This kind of feels like a cop-out answer, but yeah. I think it's going to be like very average scoring. Like okay. I'm thinking like 5-4, 6-3, 6-5, like somewhere in that 8 to 11 run total run scored.
I love it. Well, one guy has been just terrific for the Lugnuts as of late is outfielder Nate Nankill, and I had the chance to catch up with him yesterday.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts outfielder Nate Nankill. As a Cal State Fullerton Titan, when you've got Kotz, the major league level, managing as a Titan, you've got Saheed here. How welcome are Cal State Fullerton Titans in the A's?
It's pretty cool knowing that there's like Cal State Fullerton guys, and it shows kind of like the culture of Fullerton guys, you know, working hard and working their way up through the even to the major league level. I think it's pretty cool.
What led you to Fullerton?
Just knowing like the Titan culture and seeing how hard they play. You know, it's like not a Power 5 school, but they're blue-collared. They work hard, and they take the little details to heart. And just knowing that I'm going to go there, it was pretty cool.
You grew up in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Did you grow up a Padres fan?
I did grow up a Padres fan.
Who was your favorite player?
My favorite player is Fernando Tatis Jr.
I mean, that makes sense. You know he was a Tin Cap.
Yeah, I do. So it was pretty cool.
When you were figuring out your swing, like I get to see your swing as it currently is. How much has that changed, or has it basically been about the same?
It's been pretty much the same, but I changed my swing my junior year of college. I just lowered my hands because my hands were higher my freshman year and sophomore year. Mm-hmm. I lowered it, and I noticed a pretty big change of positively, and then just went from there and you know, adjustments were made and starting to do better now.
What kind of change in terms of power, in terms of contact?
Mainly contact, you know, squaring up the ball, being more efficient to squaring up the ball, and it's been showing lately, so it's pretty cool.
I mean, okay, I got to see your home run to the Ferris wheel in Quad Cities. What's the hardest ball you've ever hit?
That's probably like one of them up there, so yeah.
Do you even feel it off the bat?
No, that's one of the best feelings in the world, not even feeling the ball come off the bat.
Something that surprised me about you was your foot speed. So now I know, like, a ball gets through, or there's anything, I know that you're going to take that extra base. How good of a base stealer are you?
I'm not that fast. I'm like baseball fast, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you get your momentum going.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
In the outfield, what is it that you're working on right now?
Balls over my head. I'm good at balls coming in right now, mm-hmm. but balls going over my head, like straight over my head, I need to work on a little bit better.
How can you get better at that?
Working with Ruben and early work, just keep working on balls back.
I watch pitchers work on their arms. As an outfielder, do you work on your throwing arm?
Yeah, like every Tuesday we do IO, so mm-hmm. just work on consistently throwing the bases with long hop and no show hops. We'll make your arm better.
Are you seeing the results?
Yeah, I am.
Have you ever had your arm clocked?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever had your arm clocked? Like, what speed?
I have not, actually.
What are you working on offensively?
Just hitting low line drives, not trying to hit the ball in the air. Mm-hmm. Just, like, low line drives right now.
It's your first professional season that's full. You get drafted last year. Do you have plans for the offseason?
Just be with my family, hang out with my girlfriend, see friends that are back home. Really miss them a lot.
That's nice. Okay, San Diego guy, beach guy, do you surf?
I do not surf, actually.
Volleyball?
No.
Do you have a favorite beach activity?
I like throwing the football at the beach, and I kind of like, I forgot that game. What's that game called? I forgot what the game was called, but, spike ball. I really like spike ball. Spike ball is really fun. I like that a lot.
Man, that's awesome. You mentioned football. How many sports did you play growing up?
I actually did not play football growing up because I actually have one kidney, so I couldn't really play. But I played basketball in high school.
Tell me why you have one kidney, if you don't mind.
Oh, I was just born with it, yeah. Well, I have two, but the other one does not work. It's just, like, kind of the size of a pebble.
How does that affect you and your life?
Not really. I mean, the only kidney I have kind of functions is, like, two. Uh-huh. So it's pretty cool.
But you could not be someone else's kidney donor. No. Sorry, you got yours.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Joined by Nate Nankill. That's what you enjoy doing on the beach. Have you done any traveling around?
I actually have not really traveled. Like, the only time I travel is, like, for baseball. And I've been blessed to play baseball and travel around different states. One of them, honestly, being here, Florida, Arizona. Actually went to Pennsylvania there, and I don't know if I said Georgia already, but yeah. Georgia was pretty cool too.
So because of baseball, you've seen more of the country.
Yeah, I have.
Man, this is awesome. Joined by Nate Nankill, my final question for you. Mm-hmm. If you're on a quiz show, what category would you totally dominate?
Sports, baseball specifically.
You know your baseball.
Yeah, I do. I would hope so, I do.
Me too. Nate, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Lugnuts outfielder Nate Nankill. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassman, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
We'll be right back.
Getting all set to go from Lansing, Michigan, time for your starting lineups. Kai Murphy leads off the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in center field. Batting second, the third baseman, Rosemont Verdugo. Hitting third, the catcher, Ethan Salas. Batting fourth, at first base, Devin Ortiz. Hitting fifth, the left fielder, Tyler Robertson. Batting sixth, in right field, Nick Vogt. DHing, Jacob Campbell hits seventh. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nick McClary. And then the shortstop, Wyatt Hoffman, rounds off the order and bats ninth. Murphy, Verdugo, Salas. Ortiz, Robertson, Vogt, Campbell, McClary, Hoffman. And they support the lefty, Jagger Haynes. On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, leadoff hitters, the left fielder, Johnny Butler. Batting second in center field, Ryan Lasko. Hitting third, the DH, Jared Dickey. Right fielder, Nate Nankill, hits fourth. Batting fifth, the second baseman, TJ Schofield-Sam. Hitting sixth, the shortstop, Josh Carota-Grauer. First baseman, Danny Batista Jr., hits seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, CJ Rodriguez. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, at third base, Saheed Valenzuela. Butler, Lasko, Dickey. Nankill, Schofield-Sam, Carota-Grauer. Batista Jr., Rodriguez, and Valenzuela for the right-hander, Jake Garland. Let me bring back in Nate Miller right now. Nate, who are your spotlight hitters for both of these squads?
Well, we just heard you interview my spotlight hitter for the Lugnuts today. It's Nate Nankill. And you'll understand why once I read you some of these numbers he's got in his last 10 games. He's 15 for 37. That's a good for a .405 batting average. 7 RBIs, 1 walk, only 3 strikeouts over his last 10 games. And a couple other numbers to throw at you. He's got 4 extra base hits, 3 doubles, a home run, and oh yeah, the go-ahead double in the 6th last night. He's been on fire.
Now on the other side.
On the other side, I'm going to go with Wyatt Hoffman. If you've listened to the Lugnuts pregame show a lot, you know how much I love a 9-hole hitter and how important I think that person can be to the team's success. That's who Wyatt Hoffman is today for the Tin Caps. 6 for his last 15 over his last 5 games. That's a good for a .400 batting average. 6 RBIs in that span as well. The most of any Tin Cap.
All right. Down to the field, the Lugnuts are wearing their black jersey shirts, home white pants, black baseball caps with the black rims on the other side, Fort Wayne, and the grays with the red sleeves. Time for the national anthem. That it's time for baseball on golf night. It's time to tee off. Fort Wayne's hitters, Lansing's hitters will be looking to do just that, but Jake Garland, Jagger Haynes might have another say in the matter. We begin with a big right-hander out of Jupiter, Florida, the former Miami Hurricane, Jake Garland. He is supported by this defense, catcher CJ Rodriguez. At first base, Danny Batista Jr. Second baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. At shortstop, Josh Carota-Grauer and Saheed Valenzuela is at third. In the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left, Ryan Lasko in center, Nate Nankill is in right. Our home plate umpire, Stone Garver. Our bases umpires, Isabella Robb. We're about to go down for the official play ball declaration. And we have a special guest to give it today. Christopher McDonald is here on golf night. Nate, I know that you're very excited about this.
Oh, I've had a little circle around this game on the calendar since since the day I figured out he'd be here. In preparation, I watched Happy Gilmore yesterday, so I made sure I had all my I's dotted and my T's crossed. And now all I hope for is that my golf puns are up to par.
Down to the field. You know, the weird thing is when you play golf, you want to shoot under par. So should we have a subpar broadcast?
Yes.
Here comes Murphy, followed by Verdugo and Salas against Jake Garland. If it's baseball, you know that there's plenty of great golfers out there and plenty of other guys who golf, but they might not be great at it.
Oh, no. But however way you twist it, a subpar broadcast can be a good thing.
That's right. Well, Jake Garland, the right-hander. Kai Murphy batting left, and the first offering down low. Ball one. 7.03 p.m. We are officially underway from Michigan State Capitol. Murphy swings, lines it foul left side. Off the light stanchion. One ball and one strike. Murphy starting in center field. And hang on. Time granted. Now Kai is ready. Garland deals, and that's down low. Two balls and a strike. I give you permission, by the way, the first time that the ball is grounded onto the infield grass, that you can say, it's on the green.
That's a good one.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball down to first base. Danny Bautista Jr. to his bag. One out.
So would that be more like hitting it into a sand trap, then?
Nothing rough about it.
Nice and easy play from Danny Bautista Jr., first out here of the game. And
our friends Dan Hasty and Nate Wangler with West Michigan Whitecaps went viral not all that long ago. As Rosemond Verdugo takes a called strike with Dan's call of how a Masters broadcaster, let's say Jim Nantz, would call a baseball game. And a one. Inside. I would simply recommend that you search that out. With the music to boot. The 1-1 pitch, a ground ball down to third base to Saheed Valenzuela. The throw, received for out number two. Ethan Salas checks in now. And here could be trouble, because Jake Garland has given very few home runs this year, but Fort Wayne has victimized him, specifically Salas.
Yes, Jake Garland has only given up a home run in four different games this year.
First pitch, strike called by Stone Garver.
The caveat, three of those games he faced Fort Wayne when he gave up a home run, and he gave up two in one game in one of them as well.
Salas swings and chops it on the right side, and there is Schofield Sam guiding over to first, side upside down. Three unassisted, 5-3, 4-3, as easy as 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Fort Wayne nothing. Lansing is coming up against Jagger Haynes.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Easy top hat for Jake Garland. Bottom of the first inning, Johnny Butler, Ryan Lasko, Jared Dickey coming up against this Fort Wayne defense. Tyler Robertson is in left, Kai Murphy in center, Nick Bowden right. On first base, Devin Ortiz, Nick McClary at second, Wyatt Hoffman at short, Rosemont Verdugo rests here at third base, back to that corner. Ethan Salas, the catcher, for the lefty Jagger Haynes. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Nate Miller. Let's begin with Johnny Barrels. Johnny Butler steps in, lefty to lefty. A wind on the pitch. Pop foul back our way. Here it comes, off to our left. And then rebounding down. And a nice grab made. Playing the carom.
We almost got our first ball up in the booth here.
Yeah. Strike one pitch from Jagger. Fly ball out to center field. There's Kyle Murphy. Tracks it back. He waits. He's got it. Caleb, stay with that shot. And there's one away. Got my eyes on you, Caleb.
Ball landed just a couple feet from him.
Ryan Lasko, the batter. No score. Lefty to righty. Haynes offers. Outside for a ball.
Lugnuts wearing the black uniforms, but on the video board, they're dressed in ready to play nine.
Yeah, how about
maybe
the plaids? Pitch down and in. Terry Alpert would be very glad to know that you had noticed that. He went right to work in photoshopping all of these different players involved in this game in a proper golfing attire. Although if this was a Sunday instead of, let's say, a Thursday, they'd be wearing their Sunday reds. A two-ball offering. Lifted out on the right side. Second baseman McClary over. Called off. Devin Ortiz makes the catch from first. Two up and two down.
I mean, if you ever say you're going to play nine, you're either talking about golf or you're talking about baseball.
That's true. Yesterday, we had a front seven and a back seven for the doubleheader. Jared Dickey, the DH now, lefty to lefty. I can tell you that the Lugnuts, who are the most excited to meet Shooter McGavin, Casey Yamauchi, thrilled. Mitch Myers, Hunter Brough, and Jared Dickey. The windup, and the first pitch. Breaks in for a called strike across the inside corner. Scouting report on Jagger Haynes is fastball, curveball, changeup. His curve is excellent. The North Carolinian lets it fly. Out of ground ball, pulled foul right side. Quickly 0-2. Yesterday we saw Isaiah Lowe, his fellow North Carolinian, the 11th router 2 years ago. Isaiah Lowe, the number 8 prospect on the Padres org, if you were to go by MLB Pipeline. Here's Jagger, number 21. Held in high regard. 21 years of age, a 5th router in the pandemic era draft. The 2020 draft that was shortened to just 5 rounds. He was taken 139th overall and signed out of high school. 2-strike pitch from Haynes. Swing and a miss. He got him. First strikeout for Jagger. Closes out a perfect first inning. Let's go to the second from Lansing. No score.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
efficient first innings for Jake Garland and Jagger Haynes. And onward into the second. Six up, six down when you combine the two pitchers. And Jake Garland, 23 years of age. 6'5", 260 pounds. Jagger Haynes, 21 years old. 6'3", 170. Here's Garland, the Lansing right-hander. Devin Ortiz followed by Robertson and Vogt, top of the second. Right-hander against right-hander. Pitch number 10 from Jake. Low for a ball. How about 9 pitches, 6 strikes for Garland in the first? 8 pitches, 6 strikes for Haynes.
That's good pitching.
Ball and offering. Ortiz takes off the outside corner. 2 balls and no strikes.
3 ground ball outs for Jay Garland.
Ortiz looks at a ball outside. When Jake is going well, those are generally the kind of outs that he gets. He's behind Ortiz, the first baseman. He offers. And there's a called strike as Ortiz thought that he had a walk. Yep, pick up that bat. The bat boy was already heading out. 3-1.
And you talked about how in his better starts, he's getting the ball on the ground. That's why today I'm looking to see how many outs he's able to get on the ground and see how successful he can be with keeping the ball out of the air.
The 3-1 is chopped to short. Corona Grauer gloves. The throw to first, one down. And you know what that means? That means in 4 batters, every single infielder has been involved.
4 ground outs, 4 different positions.
On the out-of-town scoreboard, the Central Michigan Chippewas are leading Central Connecticut 7-0. 4.5 minutes into the ballgame. Tyler Robertson takes a cold strike in the inside corner. I'm so glad, Nate, that you could jump right in and join me. Usually my broadcast partner is Adam Jackson. He's the voice of CMU football. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Big breaking ball, and Robertson couldn't find it. So fire up chips and go green for you, sir. Here's the pitch. Fouled away up the right side, twisting off to the right of the pole. And then ricocheting around out near the original Oatfield bleachers. You know, this squad's going to become the oat milkers soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Garland delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 2 gone. Well, Jake Garland has it working so far. 5 up, 5 down. First K for Jake.
We don't get our 5th straight ground out, but you know what? I think Jake Garland's okay with getting a K.
Yeah. Nick Vogt takes ball 1 low. I mean, you and I were talking before the game, and you were saying, watch out for swings and misses today. No score, 2 outs. Righty to righty. Vogt takes a called strike. Out across the outside corner. Garland deals. Fouled back, strike 2. Yesterday, game 2 of the doubleheader, this was what we saw from both team starters, right? And Manuel Pinales, Will Johnston, and then Diego Barrera. We were scoreless all the way to the bottom of the 6th inning in a 7-inning game. Lugs scored in the bottom of the 6th. Each team scored in the 7th. Lugs walked off. Breaking ball down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Nick Vogt.
Lugnuts brought 3 men to the plate in the bottom half of the 7th. All 3 recorded a hit. And
Vogt takes ball 3 low and away. Double by Josh Corona Grauer for his first high hit. Single by Danny Bautista Jr. to move him to 3rd. And then C.J. Rodriguez singled him in for the win. Payoff. Check swing foul off to the screen. Did it hit the hand or the bat? It's ruled an HPP by the home plate umpire Garver. Ooh. Boy, the way that ball ricocheted away from Nick Vogt. First base runner of the ballgame.
You know, we were talking a little bit pregame, Jesse, and I feel like you were brought up an interesting stat when it came to Jake Garland and some hit by pitches.
Yeah, Lugnuts pitchers have only hit 6 Fort Wayne tin caps all year. And Garland has hit 4 of them. That's the 9th batter that he has struck total this year. That's 2nd on the team. That brings up Jacob Campbell. No score. First pitch. Fastball high. Jake has had his struggles with Fort Wayne. Last year, made three starts against the Tin Caps, and he went 0-3. This year, this is his fifth appearance against Fort Wayne. He's 3-1. Ball too high. But he still has had those rough moments every now and then. You mentioned that he's allowed home runs against the Caps. But those three wins against Fort Wayne, the Lugnuts only have 7 wins all year against the Caps. They're 7-7. A 2-0 pitch, Campbell takes a called strike. Fastball at the top of the zone. At first base, Nick Vogt, held on by Danny Bautista Jr. Vogt has 9 steals in 10 attempts. Garland settles. Hitter's cat here. He fires. That squib foul off to the left side. Been a frustrating start for Campbell. He is 3 for his first 22 in his first 7 games with Fort Wayne. He does have a home run. He's hitting 136. Undrafted free agent out of Illinois. Big Ten shutout. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the second, the deal. High for ball 3. Now Nick Vogt will be moving.
This is where you would love to get a ground ball. You don't want anything into the gap because with the runner on the move from first, he could score.
Swing and a miss, strike 3. What do you say to his second strikeout from Garland? 2 hitless innings, he strands the walk. And through 1.5, no score from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Little nutty gulp on the field in the middle of the second inning. Jessica Briggs-Strassler here with Nate Miller, with Shooter McGavin watching, presenting him with the red jacket because that is our Grand River Country Club champion. Albeit the mini golfing didn't go all so well with the inflatables, but a little fun to be had on golf night.
I think the pressure of Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald, being there, I think that might have gotten to him a little bit.
Nate, later on today, is going to have a chance to sit down with Christopher.
I still can't believe it.
Bottom of the second inning, no score. Nate Mankill, Nate's spotlight Lugnuts hitter, leads things off against the lefty Jagger Haynes. The windup on the pitch. And there, called strike 1. Haynes starts him off with a fastball at 91. Mankill, Schofield, Sam, and Kuroda Grauer. 4-5-6. The pitch, fouled away right side. Speaking of hitting, by the way, do you know that our very own Lansing Lugnuts home clubhouse manager, Hayden Stamm, took batting practice earlier today?
He did.
Very first pitch he saw, he smashed out to right center.
Did he get it over that 407?
Well, stayed in the ballpark, but the ball wasn't carrying earlier. Here it comes. Mankill takes the ball low. Tell you what, Adam Jackson, voice of the Chippewas, usually sits here in this booth. He did not do as well. There were a lot of swings and misses for Adam earlier this year when he took BP. I think he took BP in Fort Wayne. Haynes is 1-2. Mankill takes ball too low.
I need to take BP here at least once. That's been a bucket list item for me. I don't think it's going to happen, but a man can hope.
It is not a decision for you to make. There is one man who has that power. Nobody on, nobody out, no score. Break even. Yoked foul up the left side, and and then caroming right back out onto the field off the hard concrete green painted wall. Kevin Kuzminoff is the man with the ticket. If the hitting coach extends you the ticket, then you're green lighted. If not, that batter's box is closed to you.
I mean, I could probably hit one over 407, maybe even 507.
Just go down the line. Nankill takes ball three. Just hit the ball right down the line. Look, the corners here, the wall rises up 23 feet tall, so you're going to have to hit it high enough. But those are the short corners. It is only 304 feet down the left field and down the right field line at Jackson Field. A payoff pitch earned by Nankill. Called strike three. What a curve from Jagger Haynes to lock him up. Second strikeout for Haynes. One away. Here's TJ Schofield Sam. By the way, speaking of Adam, Central Connecticut has tied the score 7-7. Ooh, those Blue Devils. It's college football season.
We're back.
Lefty to lefty. Schofield Sam takes a ball high. One out, nobody on. Four up, four down against Haynes. There it comes. Off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes.
Sun's starting to peek out from behind the clouds now. We're getting a really nice sunset here at Jackson Field.
It's right in the eyes of the first baseman, Ortiz. The lefty has his back to it. Haynes delivers. Up and in, and off the bat, and a foul ball. Strike one.
I think that creates a pretty interesting dynamic because when balls are going to be hit over to third base on the ground, sometimes you want to make sure either throw that ball low, maybe one hop it to keep it out of the sun.
We saw Verdugo do that yesterday. He was hopping the ball across effectively. The pitch off the outside corner. Fastball at 92, but three balls and a strike. I remember earlier this year, Brian Guelbas playing in right field, and the sun gave him trouble. So how's Nick Vogt doing out there? One out, nobody on. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, and the count is full. You know, looking down to first base, Devin Ortiz has sunglasses. They're on the top of the bill of his cap.
I never understood that.
Grace Boyce in the Lugnuts first base side dugout, the A's baseball analyst. She's wearing her shades as the sun's in all of their eyes too. Payoff, outside corner, strike three called. Spotted up the fastball, and that's three straight strikeouts for Haynes. Strikes out both Schofield Sam and Nankill looking with 3-2 pitches after his 8-pitch first inning. So now Josh Kuroda-Grauer doubled yesterday in his final at-bat. Lefty to righty. Ball one up and away. Earlier today, I sat down with Josh Kuroda-Grauer and TJ Schofield Sam, the Lugnuts double play combo, and we talked all about the three of us having hyphenated last names. It was the hyphenated surname roundtable. It's great. Here's the pitch. Line drive, left field. Tyler Roberts into his left to snare. Side retired. I'll play that conversation for you tomorrow. As it is, 103 miles an hour on the third out, and we're going to the third inning. There's no score between the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Trivia coming up here, top of the third inning, no score. 8-9-1 for Fort Wayne. That means McCleary, Hoffman, and Murphy against the Miami Hurricane, Jake Garland. The A's 17th round selection in 2022, getting all set. Perfect first inning, worked around a two-out walk with a two-strike at second. Matching zeros with Jagger Haynes so far. Let's start up the third in the third game of a six-game series. Coors Light Thursday. First offering fouled away, right side, strike one for Nick McCleary. Very last Coors Light Thursday of the year.
Almost brings a tear to your eye.
Righty-to-righty. Off the outside corner. The emotion is bittersweet, or the specific word that we're coming down to the end of the year and we've got all these lasts. Nick McCleary, the starting second baseman, shoots it towards shortstop. Corona Grauer to his left. Here comes the throw. Right on time to first base with a sidearm wing. One gone.
Well, ground outs and strikeouts so far has been Garland's game. If you look past that hit by pitch, goes four straight ground outs, two strikeouts, and now we're back to ground outs.
Yes, sir. Here's Wyatt Hoffman. Right-hander to right-hander. Ball one low and away. No score between the Tin Caps and the Lugnuts. The pitch. Down low. Final meetings of the year between these two squads. Final home games of the year for the Lugnuts. The pitch. Down low. Garland's fastball, 90 miles an hour, right on the dot. But three balls, no strikes on the number nine hitter. The pitch. That's at the knees on the outside corner. When Garland pitches, it's like he's throwing darts. Right, the aim. Rocks and fires. Outside corner, strike two called. Right across the black. Works at such a rapid pace, too. Time granted.
Certainly is pitching with a pace right now, and he is pitching effectively while doing so. So I say keep it up.
From 3-0 to 3-2. One out, nobody on, no score. A payoff. Fouled away. Back into the seats on the right. Wyatt Hoffman, the batter out of Del Mar, California. Signed out of the Pacific. The pitch. Dribbler foul left side. There's a University of the Pacific. I don't think there's a University of the Atlantic.
There is the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yeah, there's Florida Atlantic University. There's the payoff. Lifted out to center field to get Ryan Lasko involved. Trotting forward, puts it away. Two outs. You know, let's get these outfielders a little bit more involved, shall we?
Yeah, first ball put in the air. In play against Garland today, and it took us until two outs in the third inning.
Do you know all of your teams, by the way, in the Atlantic Coast Conference this year?
There are some new additions.
Strike one called to Kyne Murphy.
But I believe I know most of them.
Okay, very good.
I know all my Big Ten. I'll give myself that.
0-1. Hit on a high bounce to the first baseman, Batista Jr. The man out of the Tampa area takes it to the bag, out number three. Jake Garland started to walk back to the pitcher's mound. Nah, he can clear the field. That does it. 1-2-3 go the 8-9-1 hitters at their 2.5. I guess I'm going to have to give you trivia in the bottom half of the third inning. Let's go there. Lugnuts and Tin Caps, no score.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. to learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
First baseman Danny Bautista Jr. to lead off the home third inning. And then Rodriguez on deck, Valenzuela in the hole. They take on the left-hander Jagger Haynes. In his 21st start, his 22nd appearance of the year, he has worked 103 and one-third innings. We begin with Danny Bautista Jr. in a scoreless game, lefty to righty. Here it comes. Fouled straight back, strike one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Nate Miller. For Haynes so far, how about one flyout, one lineout, one popout, and three strikeouts? He offers. Strike two called by Stone Garver. I mean, on one side, Nate, you've got Jake Garland locked in. And Garland pushing the pace, and on the other side, you've got in the zone Jagger Haynes, and he's been deliberate dealing. Golf down the left side and fell. Went down and he got it. But just a little bit out in front. Stays nothing and two on Danny.
That's the second ball we've seen hit like that today. Off that concrete wall, Kara back in the left field.
That's right. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a credit to Haynes. Right now has the batters all out in front or late. 0-2. Chopper down to first base, grabbed by Ortiz. Underhand to Haynes, covering for the out. He led him perfectly. One away.
Yeah, phenomenal job by the first baseman Ortiz, able to give that feed to Haynes and feed out Bautista Jr. to first base.
Your Lugnuts trivia question of the game on this golf night is, hang on, the manager Mike Daly checks in for Fort Wayne on the third base side. Everything is clarified. Train in the distance. And now I think that we're ready. C.J. Rodriguez, first at bat since his game winner last night. First pitch in a scoreless game. High for ball one. David Lockman emailed me in to say just how proud he was, thrilled he was for C.J. Rodriguez, the hero yesterday, the RBI single in the bottom of the seventh. Nuts walked off 2-1. Lefty to righty. Inside corner called the strike. I won't forget it, though. I won't forget this trivia question. Your trivia question is as follows. Then we'll get back to C.J. Who's the only human being to ever participate in the Masters and the World Series? Down and in, appeal to check swing. Didn't go, says Isabella Robb. Two balls and a strike. There's only been one man to play in the Masters and play in the World Series. And on this golf night, can you tell me who that is? Any ideas, Nate?
Me in 10 years.
There's the 2-1 pitch. That, too, is laced foul off the left side. Two balls and two strikes on CJ.
I do not know. I don't even think I have the slightest guess.
So here's what we're going to do with this question. Open book test. This is not a familiar name. It's a name that you maybe have never heard of before. But it's just so fun to talk about. Break even. Strike three called inside corner. Strikeout number four for Haynes. Just a well-placed fastball at the letters at the inner edge. Two outs for Saheed Valenzuela, switch hitting third baseman. That's right.
4 Ks for Jagger Haynes tonight. 3 of them are looking.
Yes, sir. No score. Haynes to the plate. Up and away, ball one. Saheed did not play in yesterday's doubleheader. See, with Josh Kuroda-Grauer joining the team, now you've got quite a few middle infielders. Valenzuela, Yamauchi, Kuroda Grauer, Schofield Sam. Popped up, but foul, out of play off the right side. Strike one. With a hard ricochet forward, and what a grab made by Fan reaching out. Yeah, spin that ball around, hand it to the youngster. Beautifully done, stylish.
I think he may be wearing a shirt with Chewbacca on it.
Oh, right. The pitch. At the knees, called strike two. That fastball is 90 to 92 miles an hour. Jake Garland is throwing about 90 miles an hour, too. And the two of them, Haynes and Garland, are just working so effectively in keeping these batters off balance with their full arsenal of pitches. Up and down, in and out. Two outs with the bases clear. A 1-2. Line drive, caught by the diving shortstop Hoffman. Side retired. Wyatt Hoffman laying out to his left. Superman grab. Let's go to the fourth inning. Lugnuts and Tin Caps, no score, and you can understand why with pitching plus defense like that. Start on your scorecard.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We open up the top of the fourth inning, and the first pitch from Jake Garland slides outside. Ball one to Rosman Verdugo. Scoreless from Lansing, Michigan. The next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike on Verdugo. Alongside Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. 2-3-4 in the order here for the Tin Caps. Salas on deck, Ortiz in the hole. The deal. Down low, ball two.
You know, in between innings, Jesse, I think I actually had to pick my jaw up off the floor after watching Wyatt Hoffman make that catch.
Verdugo lofts it up the middle, a base hit in the left center. Ryan Lasko comes in to scoop it up and get it in. At a leadoff single for Verdugo. First hit today for Fort Wayne. Just to go back to the way that the bottom of the third inning ended, how about the diving catch by Wyatt Hoffman?
That was surely something. You know, I picked Wyatt Hoffman as my spotlight hitter today for the Tin Caps, and he just flashed some leather out there.
We can just say spotlight player, right?
Oh, yeah. I knew he was going to do that.
Ethan Salas. Line drive caught by Kuroda Grauer. Throwing over the first, too late, of his back heel. Batista Jr. came forward to accept. That's a nice play by Kuroda Grauer. One out. Off the bat of Ethan Salas at 101.
Yeah, that was a tough grab. Right up near his face, too. He got right in front of that ball, made a nice snag, and now we got one out here in the fourth.
Was it knuckling on him?
I think it might have been.
Devin Ortiz now, righty, no score. First pitch. Lifted on the right side in the foul ground. At the first baseman, Batista Jr. makes the catch on the Jackson logo. the horse painted in white on the field. Two outs. Everybody is attacking Garland early here. Tyler Robertson next. No score. Verdugo, the runner at first base, has not tried to steal in his first 17 games with Fort Wayne. Righty, righty. Robertson struck out his first time. First pitch. Line drive. Caught by Corona. Grower. Side retired. Active day for the shortstops. Three and a half complete. No score from Lansing.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Back to the top of the order again for the Lugnuts after Jagger Haynes fired three perfect innings. No score. Here comes Johnny Butler, followed by Lasko and Dickey against the Southpaw. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Nate Miller. Last start for Haynes. Back on August 23rd against Peoria, he went six innings. He only allowed two runs. Struck out seven. He has four strikeouts so far. Butler flied out to center his first time. First pitch of the home fourth. Breaks a little low. Ball one.
You know, Lugnuts offense right now, kind of in the rough. But I think now's a better time than ever to start teeing off.
I mean, they're even. Ball and offering. Ground ball up the first base side. Devin Ortiz drops it on her hands. And still Haynes over for the out at first base. Devin Ortiz stayed right with it. All right. How good are you with your golf terminology?
Pretty good. How good am I at golf? Not as good.
Would you say that Devin Ortiz just saved par?
Yes. He also did a good job at not letting that ball get out onto the, we can call it a fairway?
Yeah.
I feel like the gaps maybe would be the fairway.
I think you're right. Here's Ryan Lasko. Thankfully, no water. Lefty to righty. Ball one down.
Yeah, we had our fair share of water hazards on Tuesday.
Way too much.
And the Sunday before that.
Yeah. This is nice weather, though. Pitch on its way. Inside. I was asking the folks down below if they were going to rename Good Hops for just this game, the 19th hole.
They should have.
No score on Golf Night from Lansing. One out, base is clear. Lasko popped to first his first time. 2-0 pitch. Rocking it out to left field. Back it goes. It's gone. Home run Hill accepts Lasko's second homer as a member of the Nuts. Lansing takes a 1-0 lead.
Well, talk about teeing off. Ryan Lasko just did, and he put it right onto the green. Taking a page out of Happy Gilmore's book, hitting the green from the box.
Now can he do that with a hockey stick? Here's Jared Dickey, lefty to lefty. Up and in, ball one. Low bridge. 10th home run allowed this year by Haynes.
What a fun way to get your first base runner of the game.
Dickey skies it. Shallow left. Shortstop Hoffman calls. Hoffman catches. Two outs. I was trying to think of a way to say hole in one.
And I was too.
It just was not coming. Ace? No. The ace right now is Jagger Haynes or Jake Garland. Baseball terminology and golf terminology, there's a little bit of overlap.
Maybe in that really niche scenario where a fan catches a foul ball in their beer.
Nate Nankill now. Two outs, nobody on. Fouled away. Right side. Towering back to the concourse. Fan went rushing over with the glove, and it's another fan who barehands it for the souvenir.
No, I just thought the beer thing was going to be right on cue.
What, nothing nuts. The pitch. Down low. On this Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. Have you ever been to a golf tournament?
I have not.
I think you'd enjoy it.
I think I would too, but I feel like I wouldn't know where I want to be. Like, I'd want to follow everybody. I don't know if I'd want to sit at like the 18th or follow a player.
Haynes offers. High for ball two. There is action up in the Lansing pen, by the way, Grant Judkins. So Jake Garland might be done after four scoreless one-hit innings. So I would cover golf when I was interning at WBAL. And you just station yourself all over the place. You get the full experience. On the 2-1. Strike called at the knees on the inside corner. On the fastball. You can start from the tee box. You can choose this hole or that hole. And because you have the freedom, you can really say, let's go to this screen. Let's go to this tee. You can have the full experience. Yeah, I would recommend it.
I'll have to check it out sometime. It sounds like a great time.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That ends the fourth inning. Ryan Lasko's home run, though, gives this game its first run. 1-0 Nuts heading to the fifth inning from Jackson Field.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
A 1-0 Lugnuts lead on a home run by Ryan Lasko. Entering the fifth inning now. Jake Garland does return for the Lugnuts. Garland against Vogt, Campbell, and McClary. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Nate Miller. 6-7-8 in the order for Fort Wayne. Righty-righty, Garland's pitch. Nick Vogt takes a called strike. Clouds just dancing through. sun setting in the distance. Stripes of sunlight out in right field. The pitch. Right in there for a called strike two.
Yeah, every night we are blessed with some amazing sunset views from this broadcast booth.
That's nice. Really nice. Garland has struck out two so far. Boat reached his first time up on an HBP. Line drive, base hit right field. Boat's on again. And right, Nate Nankill scoops. Gets it in. Lead off single for Fort Wayne. The Tin Cap's second hit tonight.
Are you familiar with the baseball game, Jesse? That I believe it gets played in Alaska at midnight every year.
Yes.
Because the sun doesn't fully set.
Yes. First learned about it because there have been broadcasters in the Midwest League who've broadcasted that game. The Alaskan Baseball League. You should see if any of those teams are hiring. It's a blast. Bunt laid down foul, though. Strike one, Jacob Campbell. Hey, if it's going to stay light the whole day long, why not keep on playing ball the whole day long?
You won't ever have to hear, we can't play no more. You'll always get to play.
That's right. Gotta go in. Can't see. Righty, righty. 1-0 Nuts. 1-0-1. A ground ball on the left side. Kuroda Grauer fields. Feed second one. Turn to first. Not in time. Still, though, they did force out the lead runner boat. Campbell takes his spot at first base. One gone.
I thought we were going to get a beautiful culmination there from one hyphenated last name to another hyphenated last name called by a third hyphenated last name.
Rhoda Grauer to Schofield Sam. Here's Nick McCleary. Hey. There's kinship here. We understand what it means to grow up with a last name that's hyphenated, and you take pride in it. We've got an infraction spotted against the pitcher Garland. Ball one from McCleary. One of the key things is every form that I've ever tried to fill out where they don't accept a hyphen and they want either a space or they just jam them together. Ground ball, Kuroda Grauer, backhands. Schofield Sam one hop it beyond the first baseman. Batista Jr. gets away. McCleary digs for second. A throw in is late. So it's back-to-back fielder's choices and the force is at second. And then the throwing error on Schofield Sam puts McCleary in a scoring position as the potential game-tying run. Do you know that is the first error for the Lansing Lugnuts in a while? The Lugs had played six consecutive errorless games coming in. The last time they had a streak as long as six straight error-free games. Got to go all the way back to August the 5th through August the 11th, 2023. Last year, it ended against Fort Wayne, because baseball's weird like that. Wyatt Hoffman takes ball one outside.
Baseball is weird, but that's what makes it fun.
Coincidence upon coincidence. Garland's 58th pitch. Dribbler to shortstop. Here's Kuroda Grauer. Fields throws. Side retired. After the leadoff single by Boat, three straight batters grounded to Josh Kuroda Grauer. He turned each of them into an out. And so one hit, one runner left in scoring position following the error. Five scoreless two-hit innings from Jake Garland. He's likely done. Halfway to the house, and odds are leading 1-0.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Just a little bit of a breeze on a lovely evening in Lansing, Michigan, a Thursday night. TJ Schofield Sand, the Lug second baseman, opens up the home fifth. Lansing leads 1-0 over Jagger Haynes in Fort Wayne. Ryan Lasko homered. Lefty to lefty to get things going. There's the pitch from the North Carolinian. And the native Canadian flares it up the right side. That ball is foul, hopping into the Lugnuts pen. Jam shot for strike one. Schofield Sam, Kuroda Grauer, and Batista Jr. 5-6-7. TJ Schofield Sam struck out looking his first time up. Out of Brampton, Ontario. The pitch. Lifted fair in a shallow right field. Second baseman McClary makes the catch down the line. And one away. Here's Josh Kuroda Grauer, who yesterday became the 46th different Lugnut of the year. And overall, Josh Kuroda Grauer is the 949th all-time Lansing Lugnut.
Those are some good numbers. That's a lot of Lugnuts.
Do you know that yesterday in the game, he came up with the 998th base hit of the Lugnut season? Lefty to righty. Swing and a miss, strike one. And then Danny Batista Jr. had base hit number 999. And then C.J. Rodriguez had base hit number 1,000 to win it. The pitch from Haynes. Swing and a miss. 0-2. He's gotten them way out in front.
We had strikeout 1,000 and hit 1,000 in the same game yesterday.
That's right. And fan 10 million this season. I think we're going to celebrate on Fan Appreciation Night. 0-2 pitch. Skipping it.
When is Fan Appreciation Night, Jesse?
Saturday night. Saturday night here at the ballpark. Giveaways galore. Tomorrow night, LAFQ postgame fireworks. Saturday night, LAFQ postgame fireworks. One ball and two strikes, one out. 1-0 Lansing, last of the fifth. Wind up, the pitch. Popped up and foul, and off to the right side. And back into the seats with a difficult hop. And thank goodness the fin got out of the way as that hopped all the way up top. I don't think that the fan down below understood how wicked that hop was going to be. But all the way up to the suites?
I don't think I've ever seen a ball bounce from the lower level up to the suite level before.
How about that? Kuroda Grauer, battling. Try again, the 1-2. Base hit right field. Nick Boat gets it in. One out single, Josh Kuroda Grauer. You know, the contact with the ball off the bat, that sounded different than I'm used to. No, that was just a motorcycle revving on its way past.
Just ironing out some details right now before my big interview with the man of honor today, Christopher McDonald, also known as Shooter McGavin.
Stay smooth. Lefty to righty, 1-0 Lugnuts. Danny Batista Jr. grounds to shortstop. Wyatt Hoffman underhands to second one. Turn to first. Not in time. Just not enough mustard on it from McClary. Two outs with Kuroda Grauer forced.
We've seen three of those now in this fifth inning. Ground ball to the shortstop, successfully get the out to the second baseman at second, but then not able to get the out at first and complete the double play.
Yeah, how about that? So what do you think we're going to see here? It's C.J. Rodriguez.
Maybe his first home run of the season.
Haynes, the lefty, kicks. Throws over to first. Bautista Jr. back in. Lugnuts lead 1-0 on Alaska homer last inning. Let me give you another bit of weirdness from yesterday. So the Lugnuts walked off with a winner yesterday, right? C.J. Rodriguez did it. It was August the 28th. It was the fifth walk-off win of the year. Haynes sets. Holds. Kicks. Throws. Off the outside corner, ball one. Do you know that the Lugnuts also walked off on April 28th and May 28th? April 28th, May 28th, August 28th, walk-off winners. June 28th, July 28th, don't worry about them. They lost. September 28th, we're watching games as a fan. The pitch, up and away. Two balls and no strikes.
So we have a winning record on the 28th is what you're saying.
Yeah, 3-2.
That's a nice little stat.
Hold on. No, it was a doubleheader split yesterday, 3-3.
That is very true. That is very true. 500, though, on the 28th. I'll take it.
Two balls and no strikes, and C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch. Low, ball three. Zahid Valenzuela waits on deck. 1-0 Nuts. Two outs for Haynes. But this is a 3-0 pitch. And he throws over to first again. That's the second throw over. Haynes gets the sign. Now the 3-0. Strike called across the inside corner. Right there at the knees. C.J. Rodriguez was drafted out of Vanderbilt. Low stance, batting from a crouch. Bautista Jr. doesn't run. The pitch inside. Ball four. That's the first walk given out by Haynes. So two on. Two outs. And here's the number nine hitter, Valenzuela.
Yeah, this second time through the order has been game-changing for the Lugnuts. First time through, not a single base runner. Haynes was perfect, and then gets it the second time through. Home run, a single that was inevitably erased, a fielder's choice, a walk. There's movement on the base pads now.
We already have an infraction spotted, and Jagger Haynes is saying, what's up? Where the catcher, Salas. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, this is called against the batter, Valenzuela. Nope. Let's see. And Jagger Haynes is going, what happened here? One ball and no strikes. It is on the pitcher, Jagger Haynes. First and second, two outs. Valenzuela serves it out to right field. Nick Vogt backs up, but he has it tracked, makes the catch, and the inning is over. The Lugnuts collect a single and a walk, but strand them both. Do not score. It remains 1-0 hometown squad to the sixth inning on Michigan Avenue, downtown in Lansing.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake Garland is indeed done. I'm Grant Judkins is indeed in. Garland goes 5 innings on just 58 pitches. 58 pitches for 5 scoreless. 2 singles allowed, 1 hit batter. No runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts for Jake. And Judkins will take on the top of the order, Murphy, Verdugo, and Salas. 1-0, Lansing leads on Ryan Lasko, 4th inning blast. We are 1 hour and 5 minutes in. First pitch, a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Kai Murphy on to start up the 6th inning. Here comes the throw from Lasko. Leadoff single for the Caps. A base hit number 3 for the visitors out of the Summit City, sharing a laugh with Danny Bautista Jr. Judkins is coming off a memorable experience. Righty-righty. Rosemond Verdugo takes a called strike 1 for Grant pitching in his home state of Iowa. He's from Pella, Iowa. The Lugnuts last week played in Davenport against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Had over 50 family and friends there. A strike 1 toss to Verdugo. Here it comes. Low and away. Yanked it. Now, Judkins, over the course of this year, has been a much better pitcher here in Lansing than he has been on the road. On the road, a 4.35 ERA. But at home, a 2.29 earned run average. Lake batting just 2.17 against him. He offers. Missed outside. 2 balls and a strike.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about the state of Iowa?
I'd love to hear it.
The Field of Dreams.
Oh, you've been to Dyersville.
I have not, but it is at the top of my bucket list.
2-1 is down low.
My goal is all 30 MLB stadiums plus the Field of Dreams.
So this is conjecture on your part that you think that when you go, you will love it.
Oh, I know I'm going to love it.
You will emerge from the corn. Verdugo grounds beyond the diving third baseman Valenzuela. Base hit up the left field line. Murphy streaks for third base. In comes the throw to Kuroda Grauer. He looks at second. He hangs on. Verdugo pulls in with a double. Second and third and nobody out to greet Judkins in the 6th inning. Tying run 90 feet away. And the go-ahead run for Fort Wayne in a scoring position immediately. Rosemond Verdugo's 6th double with the Caps.
So just 3 batters in, Judkins already in a high leverage situation, so this is when he's going to have to make those big pitches. CJ Rodriguez knows that, and that's why he's going to talk with his pitcher right now.
Grant, over the course of this year, we're coming back to Dyersville, by the way. I want to talk more about that.
Oh, I do as well.
They faced Fort Wayne on May 21st, and he allowed 4 runs on 2 hits and 2 runs, allowing 1 homer in 1 2/3 innings. That was a game that the Nuts lost 12-1, appeared out of the pen. Started against Fort Wayne later in that series on a Sunday, and he fired 4 scoreless innings, and he struck out 5 in an 8-1 victory. Then his most recent appearance against Fort Wayne on July the 2nd. Judkins, Deeth, and Salas swinging a foul at home. Strike 1. Oh, that hurt the home plate umpire, Garver. The former Fort Wayne resident, Stone Garver. Take your time, Stone.
You never like to see anyone get hit with a ball, but I love the unspoken bond between the catcher and the home plate umpire that's, hey, if one of us gets hit, the other one's going to step out and we'll give each other a minute.
Garver grew up in Fort Wayne. He grew up attending Tin Caps games as a fan. Then the family moved to Virginia. Ethan Salas takes a ball inside. Skyler Garver, by the way, Stone's brother, is the equipment manager for the Fort Wayne Comets in the ECHL. Here's the pitch. Salas lifts it foul over the left side, out of play, dropping into the seats, and then bouncing forward, and what a snag. The right bare hand. You reach out that hand, that ball sticks. Share that baseball. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Salas. 0-2 with a grab out to second, a line out to short. Infield drawn in for the Nuts, protecting a 1-0 lead. Nobody out. Wind on the pitch. Fly ball whacked out to left field. Johnny Butler heads back out of the corner. Butler runs it down. Both runners tag. A relay into third base. Tag drop down too late on Verdugo. Murphy has scored. Sack fly for Salas. Tie game 1-1.
Well, when you got runners on second and third with your organization's top prospect at the bat, you expect at least one of those runs to come in. Ethan Salas knew he had a job to do. Put a ball in the air with a runner on third with less than two outs, and now we got a tie ball game.
Infield in, Verdugo at third, one out. Devin Ortiz swings and misses strike one. All right, I told you we were returning to the subject of Dyersville. This is a dire spot in the ballgame. Fort Wayne trying to bring in Verdugo and take the lead in the sixth. The pitch. Ground ball through the left side. Base hit. Verdugo scores. Devin Ortiz supplies the RBI single. Fort Wayne 2. Lansing 1. It has gone single, double, sack fly, single for the Tin Caps. Ortiz's first hit today is 45th ribby of the year. And that prompts a visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Don Scholze. Now, Nate, why do you think that the Field of Dreams site is your favorite part of Iowa? I'm curious.
Well, first of all, they built it, so I will go there. I think that's a rule. I just think it's such a unique ballpark. The fields of corn is the outfield. There's no surrounding light pollution, so when it's dark there, it's stadium lights and nothing else. I think it's just such a unique place to go and watch a baseball game. And I love baseball, so I know I'll go there, and I will love every second of it.
Nice catch made by the Bat Boy. Did you watch the Major League game played in Dyersville?
Yes, I believe there were two.
That's right. And then this year, Rickward Fields and Birmingham. There's Tyler Robertson, 0 for 2. Swing and a miss, strike one.
There are a couple things that I really love about the Yankees-White Sox game in 2021 at Dyersville. I'll get to him after this pitch.
Yeah, Judkins to the plate, Robertson waiting. There it comes. Lopter out to center field. Here comes Lasko. Dives! Can't make the catch. It's down. He gets it into second. Too late, though. Ortiz checks in. Base hit for Robertson. That's four out of five who have hit safely against Grant Judkins. Ryan Lasko gave his all. First and second, one out for Nick Vogt.
I absolutely love how Joe Buck called the ninth inning of that baseball game. It had everything. The Yankees, Stanton and Judge each hit home runs in that inning. It was Judge's second of the game. They came back, took the lead 8-7, and then Tim Anderson walked it off in the bottom of the ninth.
Nick Vogt swings and misses strike one. Yeah, what a ball game.
The call on Stanton's home run in that game is one of my favorite home run calls of all time. That might be because just like I like the Yankees. But also, I think it's a pretty darn good call.
You're from Pittsburgh. How did you get to be a Yankee fan?
You can thank my father, Matt Miller, for that one.
Ah.
He was a Yankee fan before I even existed, and I watched him watch the Yankees, and I was like, you know what? I like these guys, too.
Fastball outside. Ball and a strike on Nick Vogt. But you like the Pirates, too. No?
The easiest way to put it is I will always root for both the Pirates and the Yankees to reach the World Series. But if they ever were to meet, I would want the Pirates to win.
I mean, they've met before.
They have, and it ended in grand fashion.
Ball two down low.
Not grand as in a grand slam, but...
No. One of the great baseball games of all time, Bill Mazeroski walking things off against... Is it Ralph Terry in the bottom of the ninth inning in 1960 in a game that had zero strikeouts between the two teams? Swing and a miss, strike two.
I believe that is the only World Series where the MVP went to someone on the losing team.
Bobby Richardson.
Yes.
Nick Vogt hit by a pitch, singled. Plate appearance number three. The pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. Judkins notches his first K. Now Jacob Campbell. Two on, two out, two runs in, 2-1, Fort Wayne. Righty, righty. Judkins to Campbell. And he tucked in the curveball for a called strike. You have a date coming up with Destiny.
I do.
Nate is going to go interview Christopher McDonald in a little bit. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two.
I keep having to, like, pinch myself that I'm actually going to be doing that. I've seen, obviously, Happy Gilmore. I know you're a fellow fan of the show Psych.
Yes.
He appeared in season 3, episode 1 of that show. The episode's called Ghosts, just in case anyone is wondering. And now I get to sit down and talk to him. I can't believe it.
I look back, then the pitch. Fouled off, air to the screen. My advice to you would be the advice given by the great interviewers. Listen. The best interviewers are great listeners. Sit back and enjoy listening. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts by Judkins concludes the sixth inning. But four hits net two runs. Two runners stranded. At the bottom of the sixth, it's now the Tin Caps leading. 2-1 in Lansing.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Fort Wayne is now on top as we go to the top of the Lansing order. Butler Lasko and Dickey about to step in against Jagger Haynes, whose offense picked him up. Only run that he's allowed was on a Ryan Lasko home run back in the fourth inning. He's only given up two base hits so far. Now Haynes is three outs away from what would be his sixth six-inning start of the year, I believe. Haynes to Johnny Butler. And he starts things off with a called strike one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Nate Miller. Thanks so much for joining us.
You know, unironically, what this game reminds me of? When Shooter McGavin and Happy Gilmore were duking it out at the Tour Championship back in 96.
Unironically, an 0-1, down and away. Well, we know how that ended.
It ended with Happy taking home the gold jacket. And there was a little bit of chaos down the stretch, too.
Here's the break even. Down low. There sure was.
Well, let's look at the parallels. Happy got out to a lead early, but then Shooter came back and he ended up taking the lead. And then down the stretch, Happy, he zoned in, and despite all odds, he won it.
Yes, he did.
Got Grandma's house back.
Yes. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted down the left side, fading foul.
Hopefully during this game, though, no cell towers fall down onto the field.
I mean, you never know.
No one's going to have to hit a baseball off of anyone's foot.
Got to play it as it lies.
That is. That's the rule. Good thing I watched that movie yesterday.
I'm going to refrain from any Bob Barker references.
The Price is Wrong.
Two balls, two strikes. Butler takes ball three, bouncing to the backstop. The crowd here has been great. The energy high, just like we had yesterday in game two. Here comes the payoff. Butler takes a called strike three. Jagger Haynes records his sixth strikeout, and it's the curveball.
Well, we're talking about being happy. I bet this guy in the batter's box right now has been pretty happy with what he's done so far today.
It's Ryan Lasko, the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. 1-for-2 with a home run. 2-1 Fort Wayne. Lefty to righty. Up high, ball one. Change of pace from Jagger Haynes. Lasko takes ball too high. Unofficially, I believe that we are right now at 71 pitches for Haynes. So efficient? Yes, sir. The pitch. 3-0. Missing up and inside.
I mean, you know what they say, Jesse. Efficiency, 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 efficiency.
Time granted to Lasko. Jared Dickey is waiting on deck. Once this year, Jagger Haynes has thrown 7 innings in a game, by the way. You know who that was against?
It was in my pregame notes. That's the only reason I do.
Lasko takes a called strike. May 22nd against these Lugnuts at Parkview Field. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. He offers. Lasko takes a ball down and in. 5-pitch walk. And with one out, the potential game-tying run is on. I was looking up Jagger's day-by-day because I went through Fort Wayne's game notes and they list his last 10 starts. Well, he's done a lot more than 6 innings in just 6-7 games. 10 prior times he's worked at least 6 innings this year. So half of his starts coming in. Here is Haynes. Lasko at first, 2-1 tin caps. Jared Dickey takes a called strike one.
How cool would it be for a guy like Jared Dickey, who was so excited to see Shooter, to hit a home run in front of him?
Right? And 0-1. Lifted down the left side. Down the line goes the third baseman for Dugo on a foul ground. Can't grab it. Something happened at the very last second with Rosemont Verdugo, right? Went reaching out with that left hand and then shied away. No balls and 2 strikes on Dickey.
I think it might have been the fact that he was over top of the bullpen mound when he was trying to make that catch. My best guess is it probably messed up his footing and disrupted the catch process.
There's a movement to move all of the bullpens out of the field of play. Put them out beyond the outfield wall. 0-2 the count. Lefty to lefty. The pitch. Dickey takes the ball low. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Jared Dickey swings and misses. Haynes strikes him out. 7 strikeouts for Jagger Haynes. Two gone for Nate Nankill. Two Two runs, six hits, no errors for Fort Wayne, which just scored two in the top half of this inning. Up by a run. Left due to Roddy, tying run at first. A throw over, let's go safely back in. Lasko has 9 steals and 10 attempts for the Nuts this year. Would love to move into scoring position for Nedkill. There he goes. On the pitch is smacked to the right side. Base hit in the right center field. Lasko dashes around toward third. Murphy picks it up in center, gets it in. Lasko stops at third on the Nedkill single. Whether it was a hit and run or a run and hit, Nate Nankill's first hit of the game after 2 strikeouts. And now the tying run is 90 feet away. The go-ahead run is aboard, and TJ Schofield Sam digs in. Isabella Robb, the base umpire, did well to dodge that. Lefty to lefty. Haynes sets. The pitch. Breaks in for a called strike. This season, entering play today, left-handers like Schofield Sam are hitting just 173 against Haynes. He's been brutal on them. He throws to first. That's safe the call. Nankill dives back in. Wasn't even that far away, just belly flop, just to make sure. Nobody up and warming in the bullpen for Fort Wayne. This is on Haynes protecting the 2-1 lead. Deals. Ground ball sizzling beyond Ortiz. A base hit down the right field line. Lasko scores. Nankill held at third. Schofield Sam up to second. An RBI game tying double. 2-2. TJ Schofield Sam comes through. Just the 4th double all year from a left-handed batter against Jagger Haynes. We are tied. And the pitching coach, Thomas Eshelman, heads out for a visit. Now that Fort Wayne bullpen will get up and warming with more urgency. The right-hander Dwayne Matos, who was warming in yesterday's doubleheader, but they did not use. Think about how things are going for Haynes. In this bottom of the 6th inning, he strikes at Johnny Butler looking with a 3-2 pitch. He walks Ryan Lasko. Then he strikes at Jared Dickey. So he's gone 5 2/3 innings. He has allowed only 2 hits, the Lasko homer in the 4th, a single for Kuroda Grauer in the 5th inning. Nate Nankill, though, a single in a right center, and TJ Schofield Sam, a double in a right field. Suddenly, tie game, 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs. Here's Josh Kuroda Grauer, first pitch, floating in for a called strike. Kuroda Grauer is lined out hard to left. And he is single to right. Can the Lugnuts take the lead? Foul the way, right side, back into the seats with a carom forward. Nothing into the count. Jagger Haynes has spanned 8. Against the 3rd batter here in 2024, Kuroda Grauer. Catcher Salas is going to go back through those signals. Kuroda Grauer led the nation in base hits this year. 0-2. Open in and hit him. 2nd time that he's been hit by a pitch by a Fort Wayne hurler in as many days. And the bases are loaded. If you're Jagger Haynes, you do not want to put Kuroda Grauer on. Not with an 0-2 pitch. Trying to fit that fastball in across the inside corner or perhaps just back him away. Instead, he got way too tight. And here's Danny Batista Jr. Nankle at third. Schofield Sam at second. Kuroda Grauer at first. The pitch. Inside corner. Strike one called at the knees.
I think this was the point in Happy Gilmore where Happy started to find his happy place.
2-2 game. The pitch. Foul away right side. Strike two. So once again, immediately Haynes jumps out in front. Two strikes.
Yeah, he's been pounding the zone all night. You can tell by the seven strikeouts. Only two runs. He's been pitching effectively, but Lugnuts are starting to kind of get the better of him here in the sixth.
No balls and two strikes. Here it is. Line drive deep left field. Robertson back. It's off the wall. One run scores. Two run score. Kuroda Grauer held at third on a double for Batista. 4-2 Nuts. He missed a grand slam by a couple of feet.
I think Danny Batista Jr. just went to his happy place. A missile of a double down the left field line. And now runners on second and third again for C.J. Rodriguez.
Did it for Chubbs.
He did it for Chubbs.
C.J. Rodriguez, second and third, two outs. Lefty to righty. Line shot down the left field line. Fair ball. Into the corner. Kuroda Grauer scores. Batista Jr. scores. And C.J. Rodriguez has a two-run double. It's 6-2 Nuts. And with that, the Lugnuts have knocked Jagger Haynes out of the ballgame. Was one out away from finishing six innings of two-hit, one-run ball. And then everything went sideways on the southpaw. The ninth batter of the inning is coming up in Saheed Valenzuela. Christopher McDonald enjoying the proceedings from the box right next door. Dwayne Matos has checked in for Fort Wayne. Well, we were wondering, Nate Miller and I, would this game be the offensive eruption that we saw from game one of yesterday's doubleheader, or would it be the low-scoring, tense, pitcher-dominated affair from game two? And as it was, started off pitching-dominated up until this sixth inning.
I said between 8 and 11 runs, so I am officially in the ballpark of maybe being right.
A definite maybe.
Strong possibility.
Well, Danny Batista Jr. just collected his 16th double, his 44th and 45th RBIs of the year. And then C.J. Rodriguez following with double number 4 and RBIs number 17 and 18. And here comes the number 9 hitter in the lineup and the ninth batter of this sixth inning. Saheed Valenzuela is coming up. Switch hitter, turns around, bats left against Matos.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but that Danny Batista Jr. double was the 200th for the Lugnuts this season.
How about that? First pitch, strike called on the outside corner. Schofield Sam at double number 199. Danny number 200, CJ number 201. Runner at second, Matos steps off the rubber. Valenzuela is 0-2. Line out to short and a fly out to right. Johnny Butler in the top of the order on deck. Five runs in for a 6-2 Nuts lead. The pitch. Strike called on the outer edge. Nothing in two.
And Jagger Haynes was out in front of Danny Batista Jr. 0-2 when he hit that bases loaded double.
Mikey went out in front of Kuroda Grauer, 0-2, and then hit him with a pitch. 0-2 here to Valenzuela. Off the outside corner. Ball one. Mato steadies. Left leg kick in the pitch. That was farther outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matos out of Cabral, Dominican Republic, 6'1" tall, 23 years of age. This is his 20th appearance for Fort Wayne. His ERA 5.04. He's had some rough outings. Deals. Ball three. Outside. He's missing arm side.
These Lugnuts have had some very good, tough at-bats here in this sixth inning, and that's a huge reason why they've been able to put up 5 runs.
Rodriguez at second. Valenzuela waits. Payoff pitch. Little looper. Shallow left center. Murphy comes in. Runs it down. And the inning is over. But the Lugnuts grab the lead in the sixth on 3 big doubles. Schofield Tam ties the score with a double. And then Batista Jr. and Rodriguez follow with back-to-back 2-run 2-baggers. Let's go to the seventh. It's the Lug 6. The Tin Caps 2.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
And the seventh, 6-2 Lugnuts lead. Right-hander Grant Judkins back to work for the Nuts, a 4-run lead at his back. The Iowa Hawkeye throws. And Nick McClary takes the curve for a called strike.
You know why 6 runs is a really fitting number for the Lugnuts to have right now?
Tell me.
Happy Gilmore finished -6 in the Tour Championship to barely edge out Shooter McGavin and take home the gold jacket.
A ball outside. You know, they could win this game 8-2, then Fort Wayne would be the team that was -6. The 1-1 pitch. Slider in there for a called strike two. McClary, Hoffman, and Murphy, 8-9-1 for Fort Wayne against the Roddy Judkins, second inning of work. Here it comes. Fastball fouled away. On the A's out-of-town scoreboard, did you see what Lawrence Butler, the former Lugnut, did today?
Yes, I did.
McClary flies to right field. Nate Nankill waits. Couple of steps in for the catch. One gone. So Law earlier this year had a 3-homer game. And for anyone who was unaware, put his name on the map. He didn't do it again, did he?
Was it so nice that he did it twice?
Against the Cincinnati Reds. And J.J. Bleday went 5-for-5. There's Wyatt Hoffman. First pitch. That's lifted out to left field. In rushes Johnny Butler. Shortstop Kuroda Grauer waves and catches. 2 outs. 6-2 Nuts. Top of the seventh. Top of the order. Time for Fort Wayne and Kai Murphy. but the A's lost 10-9 to the Reds. Tough batting for the former Lugnut, Grant Holman. There's the pitch to Murphy. Down low, ball one. Still, Lawrence Butler. 2 3 homer games in the same season. So checking with the Elias Sports Bureau on that one. Ground ball down to first base. Difficult. Hop Batista Jr. calls his own number. Side retired. 6-2 Nuts at the stretch. To the bottom of the seventh inning, Johnny Butler leads it off. Dwayne Matos, the right-hander, right into work, 6-2 Lansing. Here's pitch number one, and Butler gets under it, out in a shallow left center. Quickly over, it's Tyler Robertson. Robertson makes the catch. We saw him play a very capable center field yesterday. And on one pitch, Matos is out number one.
Well, this is how the sixth inning started as well. Johnny Butler led off the inning, made the first out, and then...
And then...
We put up five.
Matos to Ryan Lasko. Laser and a left field base hit. Robertson gets it in. 101 on the single for Lasko. Ryan has been on 3 times in 4 trips. How about a homer, a walk, and a single? He has been on the money. And now Jared Dickey, the DH, 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Left-handed batter, 1 on, 1 gone. Lugs up by 4 in the home 7. Here it comes. Line drive left field. There's Tyler Robertson out to the alleyway, jumping up to make the catch. And Lasko has to get back to first. Hey, Tyler Robertson. Man is getting his steps in here in the seventh inning.
Now the parallels to the sixth inning grow even longer. Now we got 2 outs with Mankill up, Ryan Lasko on first. Could we see another 5-run inning here in the seventh?
Nate Mankill in the sixth inning singled with Lasko moving. It takes ball one here. By the way, back to Tyler Robertson. Did that catch right there, did that look like a receiver?
A little bit.
The man was a football player, a wide receiver, and a cornerback. Pickoff though over, no tag applied though by Ortiz. Like, I'm watching Tyler Robertson and I'm going, yeah, 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Montgomery, Alabama. I could picture him on the football field.
That's an athlete right there.
Yeah. Ball one offering to Nate Mankill from Matos. That's high. All right, got to put you on the spot here.
I'm ready.
Does Nate Mankill hit the ball to somebody else besides Robertson?
I'm going to play the odds and go with no.
62 yes. Masco runs. Pitch outside. Throw down to second base is late. Steal of second, Lasco. Stolen base number 10. And a scoring position, two outs. Three balls and no strikes on Nathan Ankiel.
Do we think Nate has the green light with the kind of bat he's been swinging as of late?
I haven't seen a lug nut with a green light on 3-0 all year. And he takes a called strike on the outside corner. I just cannot remember the last time that I saw a lug nut swing 3-0.
I could be totally wrong, but something in my memory makes me think I saw Brian Buelvas do it.
Ah, fouled away, right side. I trust your memory.
And if someone were to be swinging 3-0 earlier in the year, Brian Buelvas was one of the people that definitely had that green light.
Robas and the Midland Rockhounds are in action right now. Robas has singled. Midland is leading 2-0 against San Antonio. Will Simpson a single and a run scored. Chen Chung Ajuang getting the starts. This is a payoff. Inside, ball four. Nankiel is on. Nankiel has really been something else, and if he walks more to go along with all the damage that he's done with his bat, I went back and looked at this, Nate. Entering play today for Nate, if you go back to August the 10th, he's hitting .439 coming into play. That ranks tops of an all of high A. That is the fifth best average in all of minor league baseball. Two on, two out for TJ Schofield Sam. Strike called on the outside corner. Nankiel joined the Lugnuts on July the 30th. He was hitting .378 coming into play since then. Second in all of high A. He's at first. At second base, Lasco. 6-2 nuts. Schofield Sam takes a ball inside. That's how good Nate has been. And today, well, strikeout in the second, strikeout in the fourth, single run scored in the sixth, walk here in the seventh. Schofield Sam, an RBI double last inning. 1-1 pitch. Hit it in the air, out to right center field. Out of the alley, center fielder Kai Murphy puts it away. And the Lugnuts strand two. One single, one walk, no runs. Nate, the time is 8:50 p.m. As we go to the eighth inning, the Lansing Lugnuts 6, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 2.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Nate Miller. No Adam Jaxa. He's calling the first game of the Central Michigan season. Chippewas lead Central Connecticut 42-7 at the half. So far, so good. Here at 6-2, Lugnuts leading Fort Wayne as we enter the eighth inning. Here we go. Right-hander Grant Judkins offers to Rosmont Verdugo. That starts him off with a fastball for a called strike. Verdugo is 2-for-3. The pitch. That's right in there. Strike two called. A ground out to third. A single to center. A double to left. And a run scored. Fort Wayne played 2 runs against Judkins in the sixth inning. It began with a Murphy single, then the Verdugo double. Murphy scored on the sack fly from Ethan Salas. Verdugo scored on a base hit by Devin Ortiz. It led 2-1 at the time. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Ball one. And then what happened? Well, what happened was the Lugnuts' bottom half of the sixth inning at the tail end of Jagger Haynes' run. Hang on 1 second. A ball got away from the Fort Wayne pen. The bases umpire Rob spotted it. And a Fort Wayne player was trying to track it down, all the while nobody else saw. Now we're ready. Judkins has settled in. He set down 5 in a row. Deals the 1-2. Outside. Ball two. Meanwhile, Jagger Haynes, who started off this game looking great, that final line is ugly, barred by the very end. A 5-run sixth inning. A pitch. A ground ball rolled over left side. Valenzuela field. Throws to first. And there's one away. Jagger Haynes goes 5 2/3 innings. 6 hits and 6 runs. He walked 2, he struck out 7, he allowed a home run to Ryan Lasko. Lansing starter on the other side, Jake Garland, 5 innings, 2 hits, no walks. Struck out 2, hit 1, no runs for Jake. 6-2 Nuts, and Ethan Salas takes a called strike. Salas is 0-2, ground out, line out, sack fly. The pitch, low. Salas looked great in game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader. Knocked in 3 runs at 3 different plate appearances. A double, a fielder's choice, a single. All netting teammates leading to the 9-5 Fort Wayne win. The pitch, ground ball rolled over on the right side. Second baseman Schofield Sam the first. Now there's 2 away. Brett Judkins really has settled in. Final Coors Light Thirsty Thursday of the year. And everything that that means. Nate has stepped away to interview Christopher McDonald right now. They're going to warm up an arm in the Nuts pen as Devin Ortiz takes a ball outside. That's the right-hander, Jason Sanchez. Here's the pitch. At the letters for a strike called. The break even from Judkins. Down and away. Ortiz is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. 2 outs, nobody on. Nuts 6, Tin Caps 2. Pitch is on its way. Off the outside corner for ball 3. A little bit low as well. Lineup hitter in the Fort Wayne order. Ortiz trying to keep this eighth inning going. The pitch. Line drive out to right center field. Ryan Lasko, can he get there? No. Down for a base hit and heading all the way up the alley. Ortiz loses his helmet. He stops at second with the double. So Devin Ortiz looks to ignite something. It's his 10th double of the year. And the Virginia Cavalier brings up Tyler Robertson and brings out the pitching coach, Don Schulze. Coming up in this series tomorrow night, the right-hander Mitch Myers gets the ball for the Nuts. Braden Nett for Fort Wayne. Then on Saturday night, Luis Morales for the Nuts in his final home start against Jose Reyes. And then finally on Sunday, Cade Morris against Isaiah Lowe. Lowe in his final and his second start of the series. Tomorrow night is a LAFCU fireworks spectacular after the game. And it's going to be an interesting atmosphere because tomorrow night is also the Michigan State Spartans' very first home game of the year. So whenever that's the case, the ballpark is filled with folks who, they love their Spartans, but they have specifically chosen Lugnuts baseball over Michigan State football. And it makes for a fun sort of atmosphere. And we'll give regular updates about how the Spartans are going to do. Michigan State University, only about 6-7 minutes drive up the street, up Michigan Avenue. Here we go. Tyler Robertson against Grant Judkins. Righty, righty. 6-2, Lugnuts leading. Fort Wayne is a runner at second with two outs in the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss. How about the curve to start him? Nate Miller, how will you be enjoying the Michigan State football game tomorrow?
I'm going to be there in the student section, all proud during my senior year, wearing some white.
Oh, one toss. Fouled away down the right side.
They're striping the stadium tomorrow.
So will you be a green stripe or a white stripe?
I will be a white stripe. Okay. I will be in the student section.
You know, it's good to be the white stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. 0-2. Down low. Saturday night, fan appreciation night. Tons of giveaways on Saturday. Laugh-Q fireworks. Sunday, Capital City Market Kids Day. Final home game. Then the Lugnuts next Tuesday start up a six-game road trip at West Michigan. Here's the pitch. Down and away, hopping in to the catcher, Rodriguez. Two balls and two strikes. Getting near the end here for Judkins. Can he finish off the eighth? At the third inning of work, Yason Sanchez is ready in the bullpen. Devin Ortiz at second, hands on hips. He just doubled. Robertson 1-for-3 with a single. And time call. Center fielder Lasco, a couple of steps to right center. Second baseman Schofield Sand right up the middle. Batista Jr. at first base off his line. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Judkins whips him. Three strikeouts for Judkins to complete three innings. He leaves the double in a scoreless eighth. 7.5 complete. Last chance for the Nutstat Insurance, up 6-2.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Time to check on the trivia answer here as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Fort Wayne goes to the bullpen. Will Barmett has checked in. Or I should say, Barmett has checked in. Barmett, the right-hander out of Huntsville, Alabama. 21 years of age. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year from Wallace State Community College. Wallace State in Huntsville, Alabama. I'll take on these Lugnuts batters. Kuroda Grauer, followed by Batista Jr. and Rodriguez. Josh Kuroda Grauer takes a called strike one. Righty, righty, 6-2, Lugnuts lead. Pitch, outside. Now I'm looking up Wallace State. The break even. Down low. Barmett is making his fifth appearance for Fort Wayne. 3 1/3 innings. 10 hits. 4 walks. 6 strikeouts. A bouncing ball hit on the right side. Backs up the second baseman McCleary onto the grass. to throw at Kuroda Growler. One gone. All right, so here we go. Are you ready with your trivia question? Who is the only man to play in both the Masters and the World Series? The answer is Sam Bird, B-Y-R-D. I warned you, you probably might not know this unless you Googled it. It's an open book test. Feel free. Played in the 1932 World Series. Ball one outside to Danny Bautista Jr. 6-2, Lugnuts leading. One out of the home eighth inning. In the ninth inning of the fourth game of the 1932 World Series, Sam Bird replaced Babe Ruth. Bautista Jr. takes ball two outside. Sam Bird was Babe Ruth's defensive replacement at the end of games. His nickname was Babe Ruth's Legs. The pitch. Danny takes ball three, trickling all the way to the backstop. So Sam Bird played in the major leagues until he was 29. And then he decided, you know what, forget this. I'm going to golf because I'm good at golfing. And between 1942 and 1945, how about six PGA championships? There's a strike called at the knees, 3-1. In the 1945 PGA Championship, Byron Nelson beat him in match play. He played in the Masters five separate occasions. Bautista Jr. lifts it out to center. Kai Murphy comes forward, makes the catch. Two gone. Sam Bird, who played in the Masters in 1940, 1941, 1942, five times in the Masters. He finished third in the Masters in 1941. And he was Babe Ruth's legs, and he replaced the Babe in the World Series. And this was the World Series of Babe's called shot, which is mythical. Don't worry about it. CJ Rodriguez takes a called strike. That's where I sit on the conspiracy, Nate.
You think that's mythical?
Totally mythical. Never happened. Never called his shot. I'm willing to stand up on my soapbox and say it. Rodriguez takes a ball outside.
Do you think Wilt Chamberlain really scored 100 points?
I do.
So why don't you believe Babe Ruth called a shot?
Because one didn't happen and one did.
Were you there?
You don't need to be there to understand the eyewitness accounts. Breaking ball outside. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the eighth inning. 6-2 Lugnuts. There were enough people there who tabulated Will. We have all the stats. There were enough people there who watched the Babe not point to where he was going to hit the ball. He was pointing, though. The pitch outside. My favorite story about that. Charlie Root had a descendant who said Babe never called his shot against Charlie, against, you know, my ancestor, because if he had, the way that Charlie Root was as a pitcher, he would have stuck it in his ear. The pitch, down and away, ball four. So Bird is the word, and Sam Bird is your trivia answer today. Two out walk for Rodriguez brings up Saheed Valenzuela. Third time aboard for CJ, second walk drawn.
And three times on base today for CJ Rodriguez, a pair of walks and a double. He's having a pretty good follow-up to his walk-off single last night.
Rhyme it to Saheed Valenzuela for a called strike. I should say so. This is important to me in terms of, for all of these players in the road gray and the red, or the home black, how do you finish the year? Switch hitter batting left, 6-2 nuts. A little bit high, one ball, one strike. Because everybody's tired right now, Nate. And you can see the finish line in sight. After today, three more games to go in the series, then six more games next week. Nine games left in the year. The pitch, down and in. And for some of these players, that's going to be it for their professional baseball career. For some of these players, it's going to be it for the organization, or they're going to move up, or whatever it might be. Valenzuela takes a ball high. You don't know what the future holds for next season, but you do want to finish strong. Saheed Valenzuela is 0 for 3 today, starting at third base, batting 9. A 3-1, swing and a foul tip. Count is full. Saheed, a great guy, plus-plus sort of teammate, out of Cal State Fullerton. He hails from Somerton, Arizona, with the open stance. Payoff, little humpback line drive in the infield. The third baseman, Verdugo, squeezes with two hands. Vermint did well to get right in on the hands there. I should say Varmint. And that ends the eighth inning. So the walk is stranded, and we're going to the ninth with the Lugnuts leading 6-2 over Fort Wayne.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Lansing Lugnuts are three outs away from a 6-2 victory tonight. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Nate Miller. The man on the mound now, Yeison Sanchez. The slender right-hander checking in from La Romana, Dominican Republic. Looking to put this one to bed. Grant Judkins goes three innings out of the Lugnuts pen. Allowed two runs in his very first frame, but then after that, nothing further. Five hits, two runs, and three innings, no walks, three strikeouts. Yeison yesterday in the doubleheader pitched in game one, went one innings, and it was one perfect inning, struck out one. Sanchez is finishing this year strong. We'll look at the overall numbers, 6.46 ERA, 34 appearances, 46 innings. But he is really turning it on here. Sanchez to Nick Vogt, fouled away, right side, strike one.
You know, during the break, they had the flex cam up on the screen. And, you know, they were going to show me, but then I was like, I don't want to make everyone feel small. So, you know, I refrained. Otherwise, I would have taken center stage.
I think that's generous of you.
I do what I can.
Line drive right to Bautista Jr. Snow cone that at first. What a way. Were you in the mood for a snow cone?
Oh, yeah. And it was very generous of Nick Vogt to hit that one right to Danny Bautista Jr.
Started to pop out, but he held on tight. Here's Jacob Campbell. 6-2 Lugnuts, two outs from the win. Righty, righty. Inside ball one. The last go homer in the fourth inning, and then a five-run bottom of the sixth inning. Lifting the Lugnuts right now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Are you going to do a post-game interview on the field today?
I have not prepped for one as of now.
Well, hypothetically, missed inside ball two. Who do you think it would be with, let's say, if Sanchez is able to secure the Lansing win?
There are lots of good options, but I think I would have to talk to Nate Mankill, who's just been swinging such a hot bat.
2-1 pitch. Let's go the strike. Slider from Sanchez.
I could rush down there now, but we both know the pit crew. They think I'm a jinx if I go down too early.
I still think that you should sneak down but not show your face. I think you should hide there at the rampway and then suddenly be out there with Bianca. I encourage you. I endorse it. And if anything happens, Fort Wayne can thank me. 2-2 pitch.
Man.
Outside, ball three. The reason I don't believe in jinxes, and this is about to turn serious, I think it's disrespectful to the athletes. They do a lot of work. It would be a shame if we could just reverse all of their work just by, I don't know, saying, doing something. Payoff. That's out into center field. Little flare. Shortstop Kuroda Grauer makes the catch. And there's two gone. Here's Nick McClary. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for Fort Wayne. Six runs, seven hits, and one error for the Lugnuts. One error to spoil that errorless game streak. But everything else, mighty fine. Sanchez to McClary. Fouled the way under the screen on the right and down into the Lansing dugout. Yes, on Sanchez, so likable on this Lugnuts team. Against the second baseman, McClary, the number eight hitter in the order, is 0 for 3. The pitch, check swing, foul, rolling up the first base side. 0-2. Now Lansing is one strike away. We are 2 hours and 10 minutes into the ballgame. O-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. And this ball game is over. Lugnuts 6, Tin Caps 2. Lug scored 1 in the 4th, 5 in the 6th. Tin Caps scored 2 in the top of the 6th inning. Otherwise, bagels. And a celebration for the guys in the black and the white. In the bottom of the 6th inning, T.J. Schofield Sam, number 7 on his uniform, tied the score with an RBI double. And then Danny Bautista Jr. and C.J. Rodriguez followed with consecutive 2-run doubles. The Lugnuts improved their record to 26-31, 58-64 for the year, winning their second game in this series. And we're halfway through the 6-game set. Well, the Tin Caps fall, they're 20-37, 48-75 for the year as a whole. The winning pitcher for Lansing, Grant Judkins in relief. It's his 4th win. The losing pitcher for Fort Wayne, starter Jagger Haynes, who was looking oh so great, and then it all came tumbling down. Time of the game was, in fact, 2 hours and 10 minutes, in front of a crowd of 5,997, 3 short of 6,000. On a 79-degree day in Michigan State Capitol. Your score, by the way, from Mount Pleasant, where Adam Jaxa, my broadcast partner, is calling Central Michigan football. 42-10, the Chippewas are leading the Blue Devils of Central Connecticut. Now they're about 4.5 minutes into the second half. Tomorrow night, Braden Neck for the Tin Caps, Mitch Myers for the Lugnuts. 7.05 p.m. time of first pitch. Matthew Fireworks will follow the game. Go to MILB.com/Lansing and get your tickets or call 517-485-4500. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, 3 more games remaining and this Lansing Lugnuts home schedule. That does it for today. For Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Jake Garland getting a big hug out on the field from family who came out to support him. Lugnuts starter went 5 scoreless 2-hit innings, and he set the tone. Halfway through this final homestand, thank you once more. Final score, Nuts 6, Tin Caps 2. Good night from Michigan State Capitol. And go Nuts!